And it's time again for Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Hello, thank you. Anyway, yes, so, did I see a movie? Yes, I did. Was it a good movie? It was an okay movie. But there were some good things about it, and I will talk about the good things and maybe also talk about the bad things, as saying, like, it's unfortunate that there was this other stuff in the movie, because the good things were quite good. In any event, the movie that I saw is Supergirl, and many of you know the so-called DC Universe, which spawned Superman and various other superheroes. And in this case, Supergirl, and she looked really familiar to me. And I said, I haven't seen Supergirl before, but it turns out she was a regular character from the one of the spin-off Game of Thrones series, and her name is Millie. I'm not sure how you pronounce this exactly. Millie Alcock, and she is Australian, and she of course is playing Supergirl, who is Kryptonic. She is from the same planet that Superman came from, and many people know the Superman origin stories. Krypton was going to be blown up, and fortunately Superman was well, his parents sacrificed themselves and sent him up into space, ultimately to land in, I think it was Kansas, on Earth, and the rest is history. And Supergirl is his cousin, who showed up a few years after he had already made a home for himself on Earth. And she was kind of a little girl, not a baby, but he was a baby, but she was a little girl at the time. And she had her incredibly cute dog with her, whose name, not coincidentally, was Krypton. And they were inseparable. They were just amazing. So they grew up not so much in the shadow, but Superman was looking after Supergirl because he was sort of the older cousin, the more experienced, and he had been away from Krypton for longer. But here's my quibble with the movie, and it's actually a bit of a quibble that I have with many movies where there's either lots of action or lots of kind of horror stuff. And that is that the movie itself is just so darn dark. I mean, physically dark. Not a dark story. You know, this is like you can't see the characters because it's so darn dark. And this just bothers the heck out of me because I would like to see what's going on better, and you can't. But that's one of my bigger quibbles with this movie. As it turns out, though, Millie Alcock, who plays the grown-up Supergirl, is really good. She is, in fact, I would say outstanding. She would be the reason to go see this movie because she's so good. She initially portrays a young woman with issues and drinks a lot, but her heart is in the right place, and she ends up befriending a young woman who has had both of her parents have been killed by the brigands. It's a little unclear who the brigands are, but they're really pretty awful. And they sort of descend on various places and make the lives of the inhabitants miserable, which is what happened with the young woman that Supergirl befriended. In any event, they strike up. It takes a while because they're initially not so fond of each other, but they develop after a while, a firm friendship, and they support each other. They're both kind of young girls, except Supergirl is a badass. She is so kind of rough and tough and sharp. But even though she is she's a Supergirl, she does not, no longer, at least for the moment, does not have her superpowers. And she only much later in the movie chooses to put on her her Supergirl suit. And while she is being kind of regular girl, not Supergirl, she's either drunk or just kind of annoying. And she against her better judgment, she goes ahead and saves and looks after the young woman who, Ruthie. Her name is Ruthie. And she's played by somebody I've never seen before named Eve Ridley, who seems to be British. And Eve too is kind of, she becomes a kind of a badass, not quite as bad as Supergirl, but they pair up and they form a pretty powerful team against these brigands who are truly terrible individuals. And they also have another person who ends up helping them despite himself. And that's a character named Lotho, who is played by the always kind of entertaining Jason Momoa. Once again, everything is sort of dark and a little hard to make out. So I thought I would have liked this better if they were doing their deeds, their daring do in more or less broad daylight, but that didn't happen. So I ended up squinting quite a bit. However, having those three working together, Supergirl and Ruthie and Lotho, seems to be the winning ticket. And I'm sure you would have figured this out anyway. They do end up winning the day and defeating the brigands, and having just, you know, like things go well for them. Meanwhile, along the way, and this is another part of the movie that I thought was quite enjoyable, you get a backstory for Supergirl. What was happening in her life when there was all the problem with her planet, and who was she and who were her parents? And that was, and that sort of ends when she's quite small, at which point she zips off to land on Earth and be the ward of Superman, her cousin. It's just kind of a nice relief to see something going on that is not involve dark craft shooting at each other, which I find quite tiresome quite quickly. And the other really wonderful part of this movie is the dog. The dog is just so cute. And he's a dog who can fly. And he's totally devoted to Supergirl. When they end up getting into real trouble, and the dog, Crypto, ends up being in real danger, and Supergirl ends up needing to act quickly to find kind of an antidote in 3 days that will save his life. And the audience knows, of course, she will save his life, but what if she didn't? So it's kind of like this is a kind of a lovely part of the movie. They do, needless to say, save his life, and Supergirl and Crypto, she kind of mends her ways and she stops drinking so much, and decides, I think I will become more like my wonderful cousin Superman. He's a kind of a good guy, and I'm kind of a bad girl, but maybe we will work to change that. And so she does. And there's a couple of critics, a few critics who are quoted in the Rotten Tomatoes site. It only gets, by the way, 54% approval on the tomato meter, so that's not very high. It does somewhat better on the popcorn meter, which are regular people who vote on how they liked the movie, and that was 76%. Still, you know, not exactly scraping any awards. So I thought, well, let's see what they have to say. And it was one critic says, kind of what I thought. It was just kind of meh. It wasn't bad. And I loved the inclusion of Lobo. That's Jason Momoa. And that's, and then there's another, it says, oh, well, I wanted to see a new version of Supergirl, not the worst Guardians of the Galaxy. So people did, in general, seem to really like Millie Alcock and her Supergirl character. And she did a very excellent job. But they didn't much like the story. And I didn't much, frankly, like the filming, again, because of reasons that I've said already. Another critic here says, Alcock is good enough to carry Supergirl through its ropier stretches, though the ending is a fudge compared with the Woman of Tomorrow comic. And the film can't get out of its key plot bind. Still, what works here, the lead character, Alcock, the emotional flashback scenes, Kara's interactions with Superman, which are few and far between. Krypto, of course, works well enough to make Supergirl worth a look, which is how I would recommend it to. I would say don't expect to be blown out of your seat in the movie theater, because you won't be. But if you appreciate the character and her evolution from bad girl into superhero, then you probably will like it. But don't expect too much out of the story. Of course, if you are absolutely a true dyed-in-the-wool Superman, Supergirl, DC Comics fan, you'll have to go see this movie regardless. So sit back and enjoy it. It's certainly comfortable to watch in the theater at the Maison de Cinema, which has the terrific recliner seats. So what you have to do is just remember to shake yourself awake once in a while, because they're so comfortable. Now, what's happening in the very near future in terms of movies is we're going to ancient Greece. Christopher Nolan's movie, which is a based on a classic, is coming next being this week. And even though it's, unfortunately for me, it's like lots more fighting and so on, I think it's going to be kind of high class fighting. There will likely be no superheroes in this one, but there will be actors you've heard of before playing roles you've heard of before. And Christopher Nolan is regarded as a better than excellent director. So I will be looking forward to seeing that one on the coming weekend, because I haven't really liked the movies that I've seen recently. I didn't much like Toy Story 5. Although most people did, and I liked it well enough, but I thought, gee, this could have been better. Either I'm getting really, really critical, or I just was having a bad day. I'm not sure. But in any event, Supergirl is worth a peek if you are likely to like a movie about a young girl who's a superhero. And the next one coming up will also be, I think, a good one, set in ancient Greece. So anyway, more about that one next week.
Okay, well, thanks, Melanie.
You're welcome.
Talk next week.